I'm Etanita here, and welcome back to another episode of A Course in Miracles with an Etanita. Today we're on starting a new What Is section, but this is a little different because it's not what is, it's a what am. What am I, to be specific. And then we're also on lesson 351. Also, before we dive on into our reading for the day, some of you have emailed us asking how you can support the podcast. So we set up a Patreon for it, and there are two ways you can get to it. You can go to patreon.com, and if you don't know about Patreon, that's spelled P-A-T-R-E-O-N. It's like patron with an extra E in there. So patreon.com/AnnetteNada, or in the description of each podcast episode, I'm also putting a link to our Patreon. And when you go there, there's three different tiers that you can support us at, and we would really, really appreciate it. So with that, today we're on What Am I? I am God's Son, complete and healed and whole, shining in the reflection of His love. In me is His creation sanctified and guaranteed eternal life. In me is love perfected, fear impossible, and joy established without opposite. I am the holy home of God Himself. I am the heaven where His love abides. I am His holy sinlessness itself, for in my purity abides His own.
Our use for words is almost over now. Yet in the final days of this 1 year we gave to God together, you and I, we found a single purpose that we shared, and thus you joined with me, so where I am are you as well. The truth of what we are is not for words to speak of nor describe. Yet we can realize our function here, and words can speak of this and teach it too, if we exemplify the words in us.
We are the bringers of salvation. We accept our part as saviors of the world, which through our joint forgiveness is redeemed. And this, our gift, is therefore given us. We look on everyone as brother and perceive all things as kindly and as good. We do not seek a function that is past the gate of heaven. Knowledge will return when we have done our part. We are concerned only with giving welcome to the truth.
Ours are the eyes through which Christ's vision sees a world redeemed from every thought of sin. Ours are the ears that hear the voice of God proclaim the world as sinless. Ours the minds which join together as we bless the world. And from the oneness that we have attained, we call to all our brothers, asking them to share our peace and consummate our joy.
We are the holy messengers of God, who speak for Him and carrying His word to everyone whom He has sent to us. We learn that it is written on our hearts, and thus our minds are changed about the aim for which we came and which we seek to serve. We bring glad tidings to the Son of God, who thought He suffered. Now is He redeemed. And as He sees the gate of heaven stand open before Him, He will enter in and disappear into the heart of God. What am I?
Lesson 351. My sinless brother is my guide to peace. My sinful brother is my guide to pain. And which I choose to see, I will behold. Who is my brother but your holy Son? And if I see him sinful, I proclaim myself a sinner, not a son of God, alone and friendless in a fearful world. Yet this perception is a choice I make and can relinquish. I can also see my brother sinless as your holy Son. And with this choice, I see my sinlessness, my everlasting comforter and friend beside me, and my way secure and clear. Choose then for me, my Father, through your voice, for for he alone gives judgment in your name. Lesson 351.
So I'd like to start us off by rereading our prayer, our affirmation from paragraph one of What Am I? I am God's Son, complete and healed and whole, shining in the reflection of His love. In me is creation sanctified and guaranteed eternal life. In me is love perfected, fear impossible, and joy established without opposite. I am the holy home of God Himself. I am the heaven where His love abides. I am His holy sinlessness itself, for in my purity abides His own. I mean, we have four I ams, we have two in me's, and that just describes when we're coming from the Holy Spirit thought system, that's how we can really show up. Because to me, that's really describing the love that we are. Like we've used that phrase throughout our year together, and it can be hard for us to even know really what that means in some senses. Because we just say, oh, love, and we have all these other ideas about what that means. So that's why I love the What Am I here? Because it starts to help us see, well, really, what does that mean for us? To me also, soaking that in and really asking ourselves, like, so what does that mean for us? And what by that, I mean the love that we are. Because we can read this affirmation, you know, I am God's Son, everything I just read a second time. And then we can read it and say, well, that's nice. But where does the application come in? How do we take the I ams? How do we take the in me's? And then make that part of our daily experience of life. Now for me, I'll share a little something for me. So here's a little like a transparency moment, a little disclosure is when I get anxious, I don't get anxious too often, not too often. It's not like a daily experience, but when I get anxious, especially when it comes around time. So like if I have my calendar, I'm set, I have a schedule in my head, I think I know how long something's going to take. And then if it gets not on that schedule, it can be a little scary for me. I don't always act so great because I can get all freaked out. And I completely forget everything I've learned. Everything just goes out the window. Everything just goes completely out the window. I go bonkers because like I think, okay, I'm God's Son, complete and healed and whole, as long as I start my day on a certain time. And so that's where, for me, I really need, like, I need this. I need this every day, not just today at 351 through 360. I need to remember, okay, I'm God's Son, complete and healed and whole, shining in the reflection of His love. That's actually true no matter what time my day starts, even if I think, okay, we're going to start something at 11. Oh, I'm not very flexible. I'm quite rigid. And so if it doesn't start at the time I set in my mind, then it's like, okay, I'm still God's Son. I'm still complete and healed and whole. I'm still the holy home of God Himself. I'm not God, just the love of God is still within me. Doesn't matter what time something starts, I'll be okay. Has been like a struggle of my lifetime. I like my schedules. I like everything starting at a certain time. Annette is chuckling because we had a little incident earlier this morning where I thought we were going to start at a different time and it didn't. And so she can probably tell you a little bit more about that. But I need to remember my what am I's in those moments.
Well, that's probably where today's lesson comes in. My sinless brother is my guide to peace. My sinful brother is my guide to pain. So like if we think we have like in our minds the way things should go or should be or, you know, the time something should start or a certain situation should look a certain way, we have a choice. We can either go into peace or we can go into pain. And so here, you know, you say my sinless brother, but it's also situations to me. You know, who is my brother but your holy son? And if I see him sinful, I proclaim myself a sinner, not a son of God, alone and friendless in a fearful world. So when anything happens, whether we're dealing with person or we're dealing with situation, we can go into peace and just say, I'm going to follow my guidance here. I've turned this over and I'm just going to, you know, allow the Holy Spirit to be my guide. Or, and if we don't, we're going to really see the world as a friendless, fearful world. But if we see our brother as sinless and or situations as just allowing them to unfold without our, you know, our way having to be a certain way, then there's going to be a lot more peace in our life. Choose then for me, my Father, through your voice, for he alone gives judgment in your name. So in the incident earlier today, did you turn it over?
No comment.
So you didn't?
No.
Okay.
I had set in my mental clock, we're going to start at a certain time, like I said. And no, I did not turn it over at all.
Well.
And it's shown.
Well, like life just doesn't happen. We have to allow life to unfold, because if we don't allow life to just unfold, doesn't mean you don't make plans. It doesn't mean that you don't have some idea, but then if things go a little bit differently, we really can't go off the rails for that. I mean, we just can't. We just have to say, well, I guess now I'm doing this. That would bring a lot more peace, because even, you know, whatever we're doing probably involves some sort of a brother, right? Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Well, whether everything we do involves a brother of some sort.
Yeah. So like if you're traveling and your flight gets canceled, you know, you can go into complete meltdown, or you could say, well, you know, guess this is what we're doing today. We're sitting in an airport enjoying one another. I mean, it's just allowing life to unfold. I think it's such an important lesson. And you can make those times productive. If it's not happening exactly as you thought it would be, you can enjoy one another. You can work on something else. You can spend some time just in meditation or quiet. You can read a book. You can go walking. You can, I mean, you know, depending on the situation, like, We tend to have an idea of what something is supposed to look like. And when it doesn't look like that, when relationships don't look like what we thought they were going to look like, you know, we could spend the whole rest of our lives upset. Or we can say, well, I guess I'm moving along this other direction. I'm making it sound easy, but it actually is a skill. It's a skill to turn it over and then to allow what, and I'm not talking about big things. I'm just talking about schedules changing, or, you know, you thought a meeting was going to happen and then the person cancels. Well, then, you know, that can ruin our day, or that can be, well, I guess I'm being guided to do something else. I mean, it's those quote unquote little things in life that really either add stress or peace.
Mm. Yeah. It's always been so tough for me in terms of things like schedules, because I feel like this sense of panic, kind of like time is, have you watched those videos online? Probably not. And you're going to say, oh my God, these videos online of people setting up dominoes and knocking them down, and they could do like all these neat designs and stuff.
I have seen those. Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes I say these things and you look at me like, how would you ever think to watch that? And so sometimes, especially on schedules, it feels like dominoes to me. And so I can feel almost a sense of panic, like, if I get too late, it's like someone flicked all the dominoes, now they're coming down, and what I hope to accomplish won't happen. And so it's like all my training just boop out the window and kind of gets overridden. And I forget what am I.
So I'm not gonna, this will sound like I think I do this perfectly, and I do not. So I really want to preface it with that. But really, when we're in lesson 351,
I don't have the luxury to feel that way anymore.
Well, we have to go inside. So it's not the going, the initial going into what you're calling panic. Things aren't occurring the way you think they're supposed to occur. So we have that, but then as soon as we recognize and bring awareness to that we have that, then that's when we turn it over right then and there. Like right then and there, we say, oh, you know, these feelings are coming up, and Holy Spirit, would you please help me? Jesus, will you please help me? Please help me to listen to the voice for God. Please help me with my anxiety. Because if you have something in your mind, and it feels like, I'm not saying that I'm perfect at this, but we're just going to use your experience as a learning experience. If you have something in your mind and then it feels like dominoes are all falling over, if things don't happen the way you think, you're completely in the ego thought system. Absolutely. 100%. And you have not turned it over. I mean, that is just true.
Because could you say that a little more directly?
Like, that's just like,
it wasn't clear enough.
Well, do you understand what I'm saying? Like, I'm not saying that I don't do what you did, mm-hmm. but we have to recognize this, especially, you know, we only have a few more days, right? Yeah. We only have 14 more days, and okay, that could send you into a panic too, but we only have 14 more days. Mm-hmm. And when we're thinking about everything that we've learned this year, we really need to bring clarity and understanding and take action as soon as we realize that we're in the ego thought system. Like the second we say, oh my gosh, I'm going into fear. Oh, things aren't happening the way I should, and I'm starting to panic. Okay, right away, we know, okay, that's ego thought system. But how do we know it's ego thought system? Because if we're in the Holy Spirit thought system, no matter what happens, we feel calm. We feel peace. We have this inner peace so that it doesn't matter what's going on outside of us. And that's the practice of A Course in Miracles. And I'm not perfect at this either. I'm a lot better than I used to be. Mm-hmm. And the only reason I'm better than I used to be is because I've been studying A Course in Miracles for 8 years and doing all the lessons. They've really, really helped me. Like, if without A Course in Miracles, I wouldn't be able to do it even in the way that I am, which is not perfect. However, we need to bring awareness. So if we're like, oh my gosh, all the dominoes are falling over because something isn't happening right on time, there's no room for guidance there. There's no room for allowing Jesus to take the wheel. We want to say it that way. There's no room for the Holy Spirit to say, well, but I really wanted you to do it at this time, or I really wanted you to do this instead right now. Like that, because if we've got this tunnel vision of what we think should be happening and when, then we're never open to learning the lessons. We're never open to following the guidance. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. And over the last couple of weeks, we have been listening to this, and this is relevant. We've been listening to this book, The Body Keeps the Score. Mm-hmm. And part of that, what comes up in there is people with a lot, you know, different kinds of trauma. Mm-hmm. you know, part of even these having expectation, I'm just throwing this out there in case it's someone else's experiences. Part of what people do to keep themselves safe is they have like, here's the schedule. As long as everything matches the expectations, like, okay, then we're safe.
Yeah, they're so, when we've experienced trauma and if we're suffering from PTSD, mm-hmm. that real rigid keeping it, you know, just I'm going to do this and then I'm going to do this and then I'm going to, this kind of keeps us safe.
Yeah.
But it's the illusion of safety.
Yes.
Right? Because no one can
follow that schedule. I know that I actually feel like that some days where it's like, oh, if it goes boom, 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 I feel all right. But I have to remember, what am I? And I am what I am, even if the schedule isn't the same.
So we'll get back to this tomorrow. But for today, have a good day, a wonderful day, practicing lesson 351. My sinless brother is my guide to peace. My sinful brother is my guide to pain. And which I choose to see, I will behold. See you tomorrow.
See you then.